Findelglora has logged in to Dragon Epic. Findelglora has entered the world of Yondareth. She emerges from the city of her birth, a young elf maiden having been trained and educated by the best. With the Eastern City Gate at her back, Findelglora looks around her with wide-eyed wonder, anxious to take on the world and explore its many mysteries. But every hero needs a quest to get her started. While pondering what this first quest might be, her eyes land on an older man bearing an expression of pure misery, his shoulders slumped in defeat. He wears the uniform of the Old Guard of the Elves, a military-style jacket spangled with glittering medallions of service, and a kilt. Meeting her gaze, he straightens and gives Findelglora a half-hearted salute.
"Hello there, young one. Don't you look bright-eyed and full of hope? Ready to take on this miserable, harsh world. I wish you luck. You will be a small flicker of light in the prevailing darkness."
Findelglora bows to this revered man, knowing him once to have been the captain of the guard of the city. General Sylvanwood spent his life in service to king and country. But sadly, he now passes his golden years haunting the remotest city gate, a vacant, tormented shadow of the man who once was the city's greatest hero.
"Sir, I'm anxious to go out into the world and follow your great example. Do you have a quest for me?" she asks.
Sylvanwood runs a trembling hand over his face.
"If only I could have saved her. If only we could have shared our lives together."
Findelglora grows confused.
"Whom do you mean, sir? How may I help?"
Sylvanwood shakes his head.
"I had a love once, and she was lost to me, forever. And every day, in remembrance of her, I place a bouquet of daffodils at this gate, which is the last place I saw her on the day I kissed her goodbye. But today I'm feeling unwell, and don't know if I can make it to the meadow to pick the flowers."
Findelglora's heart aches to hear Sylvanwood's sad story. Shaking her head, she wonders what type of hero's quest would help him. Slay a dragon? Subdue an evil wizard? She brightens and turns back to him.
"Then let me go and pick them for you, so that you can honor your love today."
Sylvanwood looks skeptical.
"You are young, and there is opposition, even in the meadows outside these walls."
Findelglora stands tall, poking out her chest and brandishing the rusty sword she acquired before venturing out of the city's gate.
"I'm ready, sir. Today, as on other days, you will honor your love with a bouquet of daffodils."
Findelglora has received the quest to pick 10 daffodils and return them to General Sylvanwood. Promised reward for completion of this quest, the first piece of armor to wear on her further adventures out in the world.